Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would you like a farewell tour? Would you like to be able to say goodbye? Would you like to compete one more time and know that you're taking it all in that vein, as opposed to possibly just leaving and not having that preparation?
I think that'd be distracting for me. You know, I'm really ultimate, you know, my enjoyment comes from not a recognition of kind of what I've accomplished as a player in the league. My enjoyment comes from the competition. So more so than anything, even yesterday, I was thinking about competing. I was thinking about, you know, this whole year about competing. I wasn't thinking about anything other than that. So when the time comes to think about post-career and second career, I'll think about those things. And you know, it's just when you're 44, I guess you get asked about that a lot.
I'm guessing that there was probably a period of time where you were thinking about Antonio Brown this season, Tom Brady. However, that is Tom Brady last night. Does not want the Derek Jeter final farewell tour, Curtis.
No.
But I think you're right. I wonder why he is going to drag this out for 4 weeks.
Because I think Giselle hasn't budged. We all heard her at the end of last year when she said, "What else do you have to prove?" Those were her first words to her husband after he won his seventh Super Bowl. It wasn't, "Congratulations, you're amazing." It was, "What else do you have to prove?" And then he plays another season, and she's still saying, "I haven't changed my mind." So he's trying for 4 weeks to convince her that he can play again. But
do you think that's what it is?
I don't, because she knew when she married him what he did for a living, right? So I don't think she's coming in. And
did you watch Tom versus Time?
No, I know that, but I think it was more about.
Do you buy any of that stuff?
Yeah, I don't think she's an actress. Okay. I think she rules that house.
Yeah but right. I think as far as, like, it was more about, all right, Tom, in the off season, we would like to see more of you. You know, we don't. When I met you, you were a football player, and I understand what goes into that. But in the off season is where I'd like to see more of you and spend more family time. And then I think Tom said, okay, that's what I'll do more of. Like, but she knew as far as the physicality of the sport and all that other stuff, like what came with it and what he loves to do.
They were together in 2007. That's 15 years of football. Right. I don't think she thought her husband was going to be playing in 2022.
No, but she understands what his love and his passion is, right?
Of course.
Your wife knows what your number one passion is.
She gave up her love and her passion for the family. She was the best in the world at what she did, and she gave that up. Well, Tom is the best in the world at what he does, and she's saying, when are you giving that up?
But if Tom made her give that up, then there's an issue there. But if he didn't make her,
they did have an issue on Howard Stern. He said they had marriage issues that they had to go to counseling.
They had marriage issues because Tom wasn't giving her the time that she needed in the off season with the family. If your woman knows, your wife knows that, hey, this is what I was doing before I met you, and you know my passion and my love, and you know I still have this passion to play because this is who I am. Like, this
what
is.
What do you think the reason is why he's dragging it out?
I think it's because I think it's a little bit of, you know, maybe is he thinking about it a little bit, but I think he's just one of those people now where he's at this point in time where he wants people to be like, oh, what's Tom Brady going to do?
He wants the attention.
Right. I think he wants the attention.
That's why he wants everybody to beg him to play again, which is weird.
Right.
Like, he doesn't need to do that. We all know how great you are.
But I also think this is probably the biggest decision he'll make in his life. So that does
it is? What about having kids?
I think that this is a very big decision in Tom Brady's mind. And I think for him, that's something that he doesn't take lightly. I also think, yes, he has kids. I agree with you. I think Giselle knew what she was getting herself into. She also dated Leonardo DiCaprio for years. So this is probably an easier schedule in a relationship than her dating one of the biggest actors in the world.
I think it's more. It's just like the decision that he made here, which is who's going to be around him? What kind of super team is he going to have? Is he going to have the chance to look good, get himself to the Super Bowl again? I think that, and meanwhile, Curtis, and you brought this up, the entire organization, players, management, everybody else, is sitting around waiting for him.
Yeah, I mean, that is why this is such an important crossroads for him. Because, as Courtney alluded to on her flight home, Santo on this Boston-bound plane is cheering. The whole plane is rooting for Tom. There still is a deep fountain of goodwill for Tom Brady, and there should be. But the entire reasoning and rationale behind his decision to go to Tampa was about finding and building his own culture, bringing who he was to a new market and having this sort of marketplace for TB12 and for the championship. And he has done great. 2 years of great success. The franchise has raised over 40% in its value since he arrived. But now you decide what you're going to do. Either shut up and only talk when your next comment is about your future, or tell us what you're planning. Because the country is going to be very bothered by this.
And the other thing I look at it is from knowing Brady and what was, you know, some of the reasons why he left here. What were the biggest reasons that we all talked about why he left here? You know, everybody said, well, it's not about the money. It's about the length. It's about Brady wanting to know, like, hey, he can continue to play for years and years, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the biggest thing. Now, all of a sudden, you're telling me, so in his mind, he was on a 2-year plan. Go down there during 2020 season and then the 2021 season.
Well, no, the reason he went there at the end of it was that he wanted to prove he didn't need Bill to win, and he did.
But I don't think we were arguing about that. We were arguing.
Yes, that was. That was the biggest reason. If you had to say personally, that was the reason at the bottom of all of this was that he and Bill were at odds. Bill wouldn't give him the contract he thought he deserved.
Exactly. And the contract, the length of the contract.
Right. And so for 2 years and $50 million, he went to Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl, 5-1 in the playoffs, and got through, I think, 96 touchdown passes and like 22 interceptions. Had an unbelievable, led the NFL at the age of 44 in touchdowns and passing yards.
So it was the extra year. That's where I don't buy it. So Brady was pissed at Bill because Bill wouldn't give him an extra year.
Right. So he went there for 2 years and $50 million. Bill wouldn't give him.
Yeah. No, Brady wanted more than 2 years. Now all of a sudden it was only a two. You're going to really sit here and go Brady was on a 2-year plan?
Yes. That's what everybody was on. He signed 2 years and $50 million.
He signed for 2 years.
Bill offered him 1 year guaranteed, and the second year was incentive.
He signed for two years and $50 million, but we were all under the impression that he wanted to play longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't going to get a 4-year deal. He was probably going to get two, and then an extension.
That's why he signed a 2-year deal.
Then he was going to get an extension. There's no way in my mind he's down there to just go.
And not to mention last offseason, he had surgery. And so that was a big time constraint on him. He was not, you know, he was rehabbing. He wasn't full go until the summer. So I'm sure that was another thing that bothered Giselle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.